USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump pledged to protect the Second Amendment just hours after huddling with top advisors to discuss gun control measures he might be willing to publicly stand behind.
We had a big meeting today on guns. Both meetings went very well. A lot of progress was made, I believe, on the background checks and various things having to do with guns. We're dealing with the Democrats, and I think we're dealing very well. It seems like they'd like to do something, and I think that I can speak for Republicans. They'd like to do something, but I want to make it clear, our Second Amendment will be protected fully.
Trump's comments came after he was briefed on a list of potential gun control measures that his aides, members of Congress, and Capitol Hill staffers have been discussing, and that there appears to be a broad internal agreement on. A formal announcement on the president's plan is expected as soon as next week. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A strike against General Motors is now very possible as contracts with the United Auto Workers and Detroit's three largest automakers are about to expire. The union's national agreements with GM, Ford, and Fiat Chrysler end over the weekend, and the union has picked GM as its target company. That means it's the focus of the bargaining, and if there are any strikes, GM will be the first victim. It's possible that the contracts will be extended or an agreement could be reached, but more likely that 49,200 UAW members could walk out of GM plants as early as this weekend because union and company demands are so far apart. There's college football action all around the country later today, with the biggest games being number 5, Oklahoma at UCLA, New Mexico at number 7, Notre Dame, number 2, Alabama at South Carolina, Kent State at number 8, Auburn, Northwestern State at number 4, LSU, Arkansas State at number 3, Georgia, Pitt at Penn State, ranked number 13, and number 1, Clemson at Syracuse. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The FBI and the New York State Department of Labor are investigating allegations that a payroll company diverted millions of dollars in employee pay to its own bank accounts. An FBI spokesperson confirmed the investigation. Alan Schaffran of Southern California's Schaffran Real Estate Company had his company's payroll deducted twice from his employees' bank accounts.
If you've got a bank account that has a direct deposit or withdrawal, we might be a lot more vulnerable than we realize.
My Payroll HR, based in Clifton Park, New York, apparently ceased operations last week after a direct deposit company, Cachet Financial Services, claimed it diverted as much as $26 million in small business employee paychecks to one of its bank accounts. Cachet handles direct deposit transactions for numerous payroll firms. Pacific Gas and Electric has agreed to pay $11 billion to a group of insurance companies representing most of the claims from Northern California wildfires in 2017 and 2018 as the company tries to dig out from bankruptcy. The utility said in a statement the tentative agreement was reached with the insurance companies holding 85% of the claims from the fires that included the November 2018 fire that decimated the town of Paradise, California, killing 86 people. The insurers said in a separate statement the settlement is well below the $20 billion the insurance companies had sought in bankruptcy court. However, it is more than the company had initially offered as part of the filing earlier this week. Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.